Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing this week to talk about some of the themes that the church is giving to us in the readings at Mass in St. Paul's letter to Timothy, his first letter to Timothy, a young disciple of St. Paul's who's leading a church in Ephesus. And Paul is instructing him on a lot of things. But one of the central things that comes out of the readings, besides very practical teaching on how ought a bishop to be like, you know, what a deacon should be like, and pastors, and the kind of character and way of life that is needed. And I think it's always worth reading through those kinds of things. But it's a whole exhortation to the full body, the whole church community there, that all of us are called to live in a particular way. That means to be baptized into Jesus, to be a follower of Jesus, to be his disciple, means not only that our sins have been forgiven and that we've entered into the body of Christ, but that we've been given a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life, and that we're called to be holy, to be set apart for God, that the whole process of being baptized into Jesus means to be set apart now. We belong to him. We become his possession, and he comes to dwell in us as in a temple, and he makes us holy by his presence. You know, the Father wants us to be conformed to the Son, to Jesus, and that we become more like him. We put off our old habit patterns of sin and ways of living, and we now live an entirely new way of life. And gradually what happens as we abide in Jesus, as we walk in him, as we say yes to the Holy Spirit, and we see through the teaching of the apostles, through the lives of the saints, the teaching of the church, where this is all leading. We see the kind of what transformation looks like and sounds like, right? We learn how to speak differently. We learn how to live differently. We learn how to love what is good. We learn how to love the truth. We learn how to love our neighbor. We learn how to express that love by deeds of mercy and kindness. We engage the mission of Jesus because we know he commands us to, right? And to step into it. Christianity means change. And if you're in a position of you have been baptized and you're kind of living a life you describe as flat, powerless, mostly discouraged, you're stuck in grooves that you've dug for yourself and habit patterns of sin, you don't seem to be able to get out, that's not normal. It happens, and you're not alone in it, but it's not normal. It's not what the Lord wants for us here and now. If we're walking in him, if we're, number one, each day seeking him, daily prayer, for reading scripture, reading God's word, internalizing it, we're getting some time before the Blessed Sacrament, adoration, if we're going to Mass every Sunday minimum, and at other times we're going to confession, we just learn the habit of living in the graces and going to the sources of grace that the Lord has given us to grow. Jesus said, if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. And he said, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. So that's a good place to start. He chose you. So your salvation and your growth in holiness and walking in his footsteps doesn't depend just on your willpower and your capacity to get it done. It requires your cooperation, for sure, and mine. But God chose us in Jesus. And when we were baptized into Christ, when he cleansed us from the power of original sin, and he gave us his Holy Spirit, he gave us the spirit of power, of love, and of self-control. And so, over time, if we're walking with Jesus, and as he said, abiding in him abides in the vine, if we're united to the flowing of the sap of life, you might say, right? And we stay faithful to him. When we fall, we repent. We get sacramental absolution. We keep moving. We don't let the devil condemn us. We don't beat ourselves up. And then we bring to Jesus the things within us that he wants to heal. Again, the habit patterns of sin, the addictions, the pain, the unforgiveness, the wounds, the self-loathing, the discouragement, the despair, whatever it is, friends, these kinds of things, they inhabit the human heart because the human heart has fallen. So understand this, you're not alone if you're battling these things. And you're loved by a merciful God who wants to give you everything you need to slowly come into a new way of living. He wants you to live in his love, which will heal you. He wants you to live in the love of the body of Christ, And hopefully you're part of a church. Hopefully you're part of a church that's alive in Christ and knows how to express and share his love. If you're not, find it. Go to a parish that has it. I'm sure most all parishes do, but some don't. Some are not very clear in Christ's teaching. Some are not very welcoming. Some are very distant in terms of relationships. They're not forming vital community around Jesus and living under the lordship of Jesus. So find a place where you're going to be fed. And the hungry will be fed. The thirsty, your thirst will be quenched. Jesus is faithful to his word, and he will bring about transformation in your life. There's a lot more I could say about it, but I just want to encourage you to first have hope and to know where the power for change really comes from. It comes from the Holy Spirit at work in your life if you're baptized into Jesus. His word is a place where your mind will be healed. Reading God's word daily, asking the Holy Spirit to put that truth in you, to put God's word in you as you learn and see what it means to be conformed to the person of Jesus. I think sometimes Paul in his teaching this week, we see the importance of remembering that Jesus has come to save and that he alone has the capacity to save because of who he is, because he's the God-man, because he's God's only begotten Son who took on human flesh to become one of us to save us. He became like us in every way but sin. And it's love that moved him, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die but would have everlasting life. He doesn't come to condemn us. He comes to save us. That is really the core of Jesus' heart. And he thirsts for all. And he thirsts for you. And he wants to have mercy towards you, no matter if you're stumbling or not. He has mercy toward you. And he's patient and kind. And he loves you. And he has a passion, and he's totally focused on helping you come into the fulfillment of your destiny, your created purpose, and that is to know your loving Father and to be in the family of God. I want to take the rest of the program here to just talk a little bit about the basic truth that the church reveals and gives to us, again, taken from Scripture, about our need for salvation. And I just want to read some, I've been talking about it, reading from the catechisms and other things this week. I want to just read some Bible passages under some key headings that will give you some support in understanding what the church means and what the whole call to salvation, really what evangelization is all about. First, number one principle, we need to be saved. What do we need to be saved from? We need to be saved from the problem of sin and death. Sin which separates us from God, death. And sin reigns in death, Paul tells us. And it's like a power that's over us that we cannot throw off on our own. I just want to read a few passages here. Isaiah 53:6. We all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. It's a good description. We've turned away from the leadership of God. We've chosen to go our own way. You can see it in spades across our country these days. It's everywhere. Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end leads to death. What's the way that seems right to a man? That I don't need salvation, that I'm not going to submit my life to anybody, that I'm my own maker, that if I'm going to be free, I have to be my own master. All those kinds of thoughts that separate us from God. These things seem right to a man, but they lead to death. Romans 2:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 5:12. Therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all men sinned. Right? All men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All men sin, therefore all men die. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. Romans 14:12. Each of us shall give account of himself to God. It is appointed for man to die once. And after that comes the judgment. Here's a definition from the Catechism what sin is. Man, tempted by the devil, let his trust in his Creator die in his heart, and abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's command. This is what man's first sin consisted of. In that sin, man preferred himself to God, and by that very act, scorned him. He chose himself over and against God, against the requirements of his creaturely status, and therefore against his own good. That's from paragraphs 397 and 398 of the Catechism. Statement two. Now, statement one is we need salvation from sin and death. Statement two is we cannot save ourselves. John 3:3. Unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Words of Jesus. Titus 3:5. He saved us, not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of his mercy. James 2:10. Whoever keeps the whole law, but fails in one point, has become guilty of the whole law. Have you violated the commandments one time? If you have, you're guilty of the whole law, James said. And this is what the law, which was meant for our good, now condemns us because it just sheds a light on us and shows the truth of our heart, shows that we've fallen short of those commands. John 14:6, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. No one can come to the Father but through Jesus. Point number three, Jesus is provided for your salvation. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one Lord, there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Ransom means he bought us out of slavery, the slavery of sin and death. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ died also for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. 1 John 2:2, and he is the expiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Expiation means to take away, to blot out. 1 John 3:5, he appeared to take away sin. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 5:11, and this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son of God does not have life. Our response, number four, our response is to believe, repent, and be baptized. First, believe, John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. John 1:12. But all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. So believe, and then repent. John 13:3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Mark 1:15, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Those are the words of Jesus. And finally, be baptized. Acts 2:38-39, repent, this is Peter, the first homily ever given by the first pope on the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the fundamental core reality, friends, of what it means to become a Christian, where the real beginning of it happens. John 3:5, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. The words of Jesus. Friends, God's word is so rich and it's so clear, and it's for you. It's for you to internalize and to be able to live in fully, but it's also for you to be able to take and to give away to others so that they too can receive salvation, so they too can be ransomed by the loving hand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.